As a child, Rachel Curfew dealt with anxiety. But it wasn't until her daughter also started having anxiety that she said enough is enough. Listen to Rachel's inspiring story as she shares how she was able to conquer her fears, help her struggling daughter, and was able to step into being the anxiety coach that she was meant to be. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and the founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This is episode number 14 on the podcast, where I teach people about the Be Do Concept, which helps people recognize their style of thinking and how to think differently so that you can better overcome trials, love and understand difficult people in your life, but also in being able to be who you were meant to be and do what you were meant to do. Today, I have the honor and privilege of having Rachel Curfew with me today. She is one of my speaker friends from the NSA, or the National Speakers Association. She is a great friend and mentor who just has an amazing heart. I think you'll feel that from her. She is just such a sweetie, and I just love her so much. She loves seeing transformations, whether it's in the house, the yard, body changes, hair, you name it, she says. But her favorite transformations is when people move into being their best selves and fulfilling their fullest potential. Rachel is also a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and shares six kids with her husband living in Utah. And I'm just so thrilled to have her here with me today. Rachel, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I am super excited about this as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I wanted to start and have you tell us a little bit about you and what you do and how you serve people.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm certified in what's called strategic intervention, and I was certified originally through the Tony Robbins coaching school is where I kind of got my start. And over the years, of course, I've added lots and lots and lots of trainings and certifications and different things from that. And I've been able to work with women and businesses and men and teens as well, but the majority of it is women. And I've been doing it for well over a decade now. So it's been a really exciting adventure to be able to get to know people all over the world and help them learn how to turn off their anxiety alarms so that they can show up and live their best life. So that's kind of in a nutshell what I've done, and it really lights me up. It makes me happy. It's definitely my passion.
Oh my goodness, I love it. I love it, Rachel. Will you tell us maybe a little bit about what started you on this journey and what made you just get started on it from the beginning?
Absolutely. Well, as a child, I had a little bit of anxiety. I didn't know that as a child. In fact, my teachers and my mom and everybody, they kind of just labeled me shy. And that was fine because I didn't know any better as a child. So I just lived up to the label of shy. And so I kind of was reserved and quiet, and I was shy. But as I got older, about high school, I started looking around and thinking, why is everybody having more fun than me? Why are my friends happy? How can they be at an activity or a party or a dance or something? They're laughing, they're playing, and I'm hiding in the shadows in the corner. Like, what's wrong with me? And I started really trying to figure out, like, what's the difference between me and my friends? And at that time, I started to, for the first time, to think, I don't think I'm shy. I think I'm actually afraid. And that was when I started to kind of have this little epiphany, like, I think maybe this is anxiety. Maybe this is fear-based, right? But I was getting along. I was doing okay. I went to college. I moved out. I got married. Like, I did all this stuff, and I was fine. I really never even told anybody that. And I did fine until I had a child. Who was having anxiety, massive anxiety. And not just anxiety, but a lot of other things that came with anxiety. When this child was going through some trauma in our lives, we were in a not in a great spot as far as my marriage and our circumstances, and this child was going through a lot. I was going through a lot. So now all of a sudden my anxiety is in full gear and hers as well. And I did what every good mom did or tries to do at least. I was reading, I was studying, I was Googling. I had this child in a therapy, group therapy, individual therapy. They were doing art therapy, sound therapy, play therapy, water therapy, you know, like all the stuff. We were doing it all. And when that didn't work and we finally got desperate, we even tried a psychiatrist and medications, and we tried that route too. Nothing was working. All of it was good. We got good little nuggets from all of it, but I just finally did something I'd never done before in my life. Because I was a good girl. I was a quiet girl. I was a shy girl. I was always standing in the background. So I had never done this before. I got selfish. I got really mad and really selfish. And in that moment, I decided it's okay to be selfish. I need the answers. I'm going to get them. I'm going to find them. I will have them.
Wow.
And I had, like, seriously, never before had I ever, like, stepped into something like that and just said, I have to have this. I can't do this anymore. I'm going to figure it out. And so I did. I went back to school. I started looking for every possible area, from traditional like college, university courses. Should I become a therapist? Should I become a social worker? Should I, you know, should I, whatever. Like I was looking at every possible field, trying to find out what do I have to do to help my kid?
Rachel, we have to stop for just a minute because you just said something really key that I want my audience to recognize. What can I do to be able to solve this problem? So right away, I'm thinking, okay, she's a do thinker because that's what we're figuring out, right? It's like, what can I do to solve this problem? And you were on a mission, and that's what we do, right? Okay, I'm excited. Keep going.
Exactly. And like I said, though, this was new for me. This wasn't how I had been thinking or operating prior to that. It was before my thinking was small, be afraid, be small, be quiet. You know, those were limiting, right? And holding me back. And it wasn't until I found something that I cared about more than myself to step into that empowerment, to step into that space, like, I'm not living like this anymore. What do I have to do to change it?
Wow. So, Rachel, would you say at the beginning you were more thinking about who you are and who you were trying to be, or noticing those being qualities, like I'm trying to be more assertive or be more outgoing, or those types of things, or
I don't think so. I think it was, and this is probably terrible to admit, but I think it was the fire and that selfish, frustrated, angry fire that was the fuel originally to like make to get me to kind of switch gears and switch my thinking and to say enough is enough.
And I would say something else was motivating you, and that was pretty powerful for a daughter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Of course, we're going to step into things that are hard or difficult that we wouldn't do for ourselves, but we would do it for our kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it started out honestly just looking for answers, just trying to help my kid was honestly how it kind of started. But I did. I went back, I found school, all kinds of resources, all kinds of tools, all kinds of opportunities. And within a short amount of time, I did start making a difference with, I changed some things in my parenting, which changed my child.
Ooh, what did you do that was different?
I started practicing what I was being taught. Right? And I wasn't doing it on purpose. It was just I was going through the different trainings, the different coachings, the different certifications. And so I started changing. I started having to implement some of those things to learn how they worked. And as I started changing, my children started changing.
That's cool, especially that it started with you. What kind of classes were these, scholastic classes or workshops or?
So I started out, like I said, I was searching for anything, praying, researching, studying. I was willing to pretty much do any class, any program at a college, a university, like whatever. I was trying to figure it out. But at that time, I was also a single mom dealing with all this trauma and all this anxiety and fear with my children and myself. We ended up moving across the country. It just, there was so much going on, and I kept praying, like, how on earth am I supposed to go back to college right now? Or how on earth am I supposed to get a, some big master's degree or so, whatever it is, doing all of this? I just couldn't see a way. And so I was really prayerful at the time, and trying to be open, and but living in a lot of fear too. So it was hard to sort all of that and navigate all that. One day, and I honestly believe it was divinely inspired. I believe God dropped it in my lap. But one day I was sitting in a basement bedroom, and all of a sudden an advertisement popped up on my screen. And I thought, what is this? Something you normally would never really click on, and no interest. And but I felt compelled to click on it, and I did. And I watched, they said, we have a free training video if you would like, to sign up, whatever it was, something like that. It's been a lot of years, but I did. I clicked to see the free training video from this program. And I was minutes into it, and I'm like, that's what I want to do. That's what's going to fix my family. And that's where I got first started, was with that was a Tony Robbins training video. And that's where I first got started. As I started, my first certification came from Tony Robbins coaching school. And I went on and took many, many courses and trainings from there. And then, like I said, I've built on from there. But it was in that moment where I was like, this is what I know is going to help my kid. And that's where I started. Over time, I specialized in anxiety and all that comes with it. But it was just honestly still looking for answers for my kid, and found it through coaching.
That's awesome, Rachel. Have you felt then that you've had a lot of success with your daughter and she's been able to overcome that anxiety, or is it something you're still working through?
So, yes, we've had some progress. However, some of the mamas out there might be able to relate to this. Maybe. But sometimes your kids don't want to hear what you have to say.
So true.
Right? I could say it to him. You could say it to him. It could be a script. We both read the exact same words, but they will not hear it from their mama. So it takes a village. It takes a village to raise a family, and kids need help and support from all areas of their life. And we've been blessed to have a lot of good people show up in their lives. Interestingly enough, as my daughter got older, I think she's appreciated it more. She comes to me now with questions. What about this? I remember one day you said that, or how did that work? But yes, she's made great progress. And during the years when she was not so interested, that's when I started having other people say to me, how did you help your daughter? Or how did you get through your stuff, your trauma, your hurt, your pain without drinking drugs, years of therapy? Like, how are you okay? How are you happy, even though you're going through all this hard stuff? And that's kind of how the business side of it grew, was just I started trying to help my daughter, helping, and it helped me through it. And then as she and I both were doing pretty good, I was able to start that ripple effect of one person and a few more people and a few more people. And it's just grown over the years.
And Rachel, that's been inspiring to me. I love that you're so helpful. Every time I have a question, I'll say, Rachel, what do I do?
Yep, you can always ask, always.
Always been such a great help. I appreciate you sharing your story. Is there anything in particular that still helps you today when you're dealing with anxiety, but even just any kind of challenge or obstacle or trial? Is there something that you have to remember or that you think differently about that helps you to get through those struggles?
Yeah, for me, there's a few things. The one that comes to my mind first is that I have to give myself some grace. I think women, especially this day and age, we are so hard on ourselves, like ridiculously hard on ourselves. And when we start judging and comparing and start doing the what ifs, what if I'm not good enough? What if I can't do this? What if I can't do that? What if I can't pay this? What if my kid does that? What if, what if, what if? When we get caught in all of that noise in our head, that trap, that opens the door. That's like the perfect storm for our anxiety alarm to go off. And so I like to remember in those moments that, at least for me personally, that, and I'm very religious. So for me, that's the space when instead of allowing opposition to show up and the noise of the world, that's where I have to get grounded. That's where I have to take a time out and say, okay, I need to get somewhere quiet where my head can think, where I can get focused, where I can get back to who I am and connect to the God that knows me and knows where I want to go and what I need to do. And so the more I do this, the longer I've done this, I find that things like, these are all the words that everybody doesn't like when they're struggling, but they're so
Okay.
important. This is why everybody eye rolls. But things like self-care is so important. And mindfulness is so important. And I'm not saying you have to sit around and meditate if that's not your thing. There's so many ways to practice mindfulness. You can even practice mindfulness where you're doing the dishes or going for a walk or taking a shower or coloring in a coloring book. It's not something that has to be difficult or complicated or something that feels uncomfortable to you. But these little things, when we're caught up in those storms of fear and anxiety, are really grounding and really important. And they're the things that we stop doing in the storm. We get overwhelmed and scared, so we stop doing all that. But that truly is the most important things to help you. And then the flip side of that is if someone is struggling with something, for example, like anxiety or depression or just stresses and overwhelm, it's okay to reach out and to get help. It really is. It's you'd be surprised. You're not the only one. I promise, you're not the only one.
That is
And
for sure.
there is so many tools and resources and people who are out there in your budget and free things like money. Sometimes people get caught up on, I'm so overwhelmed and I need help, but I can't afford it. There's always a resource. There's always a tool. There's always somebody or something. And so you got to just speak up and let us know. You got to
Yeah.
let us know. We'll show up for you, but we got to know. So those are the things that I would say are really important so that if you're practicing like mindfulness and self-care, taking the best care of yourself that you can each day, even if you're down and discouraged, that might just mean getting out of bed that day. That's a win. That counts. That's a good thing, right? So
Yeah,
you
Rachel,
do
I want to
need.
break in for just a minute. This is
Yeah.
so fun because you're definitely a do thinker. Meaning that you think in that doing way. You're like, what can I do to fix this? That's what you were trying to think. It's what kept you moving forward throughout all of this situation. But one of the things that I love that you're sharing and what you're saying is that you needed to let go for a minute. And go into that place of mindfulness and that place of meditation. And that's the B way of thinking. That's where things start to slow down and you're not doing everything that you're doing, but instead you're going, okay, what does God want for me? What is it that He wants that helps me to be able to move forward by just being? And I'm guessing that that's probably played a bigger part, maybe than you've even guessed, but you have a good combination of both now, because now you've got that mindfulness and you've got that self-care, which is a lot of that do thinking, and it's both, right? It's being able to do both
Absolutely.
things at the same time.
It is, and it's a balance, and it's a juggling game sometimes. It's never perfectly balanced. It's not a perfect scale. But when we swing really high between certainty and uncertainty, that's where the anxiety alarm is going to go off the most. And so if you can balance the scale, like you said, and one way to do that is that self-care balance and that mindfulness balance, we close the window there for our anxiety alarms to get triggered, for the overwhelm to show up, for the opposition to show up. So it very much is a be and a do process. And I teach in my programs, I teach both. I teach the science strategies, the science-backed strategies that are like, let me teach you how to discover your own unique anxiety signature pattern so that you can turn it off. And let me teach you the steps, like very much action and do type of steps. But we got to take care of ourselves too. And that does come with our thoughts. That does come with our emotions. That does come with the self-care, like all of that. So it is a balancing act. And we can't do everything every day perfectly, right? But we do a little bit each day. I tell my people, my ladies in my group, 2 millimeters at a time. That's our little motto. We're anxiously engaged, 2 millimeters at a time. You just have to do 2 millimeters. That's it. And 2 millimeters is tiny, but 2 millimeters is huge if your mental health isn't great. That's a huge win. That's a huge win for that day.
I love that, Rachel. We talk on the podcast about the big picture and the details. And sometimes it's hard when you're in a really big picture state. And I think that might go along with the anxiety when you're thinking everything's this way. And when you start looking at that 2 millimeters, you're looking at the detail, but that's what helps you to keep moving forward and to not get overwhelmed by everything that might be cluttering in your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one next right step, and it can be tiny.
Oh, I love that. Rachel, thank you so much. Can you tell us where we can find you on the internet for your classes and to just connect with you?
Absolutely. Just my name, Rachel Curfew, on Facebook and Instagram, LinkedIn, all of those things. I do run a free Facebook group called Anxiously Engaged for Women. And you can also find me at my website, which is just rachelcurfew.com as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Rachel. It's been so fun to talk with you. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience?
I think just as a reminder, what I kind of already said, which is you're not alone. We need you and we want you. And I talk all the time about how women need other women. And I'll be the first person to always admit that I don't, but it's not true. We really do need each other. And we together as women, we can do amazing things. So just hang in there, reach out if you need somebody.
Oh, Rachel, that was such an amazing message. And it's so true. We need each other. And I am just so grateful for you and all you're doing to help people who are dealing with anxiety in your programs. It's really just amazing. I also love seeing transformations, but for me, it really is about seeing people who have been through something hard, like you have with that anxiety, and really being able to transform into the coach that you are and spreading that hope and sharing messages that help people through that anxiety. That's so inspiring to me. I love being able to help people as well in being able to see the differences that it makes when you look at things a little bit differently. And I just really love your message. I really love everything about you. So thank you so much for sharing today. I hope that our listeners got something from the message today. I think if you know somebody that deals with anxiety or has those kinds of challenges, if you'll reach out to Rachel, she'll be such a great resource for you. Her links for her website are on my podcast. You can find them there and reach out to her. She'll just be such a great resource for you. I hope you'll also tune in next week for other inspirational stories, music, and tips on how you can understand your own way of thinking and understand differences that can actually help you in being able to get along better with people who think differently than you, and maybe even in helping you to be able to be who you were meant to be and do what you were meant to do, even if it is just 2 millimeters at a time. Oh my goodness, that was another great takeaway. I loved today's episode. So again, Rachel, thanks so much for being here, and I hope we'll see you next week on the Be Do Concept podcast.